Newt, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, we've got people all across America in a panic because they can't get in to join the coach this morning. And I don't even know if they can hear me right now. I look here in the queue, we got 12 people in here. And we're having internet issues. Serge just joined. There's number 13. We're having internet issues. For some reason, those of you who can't hear me, if you go to try to log in at CoachDaveLive.com, there's internet issues and we're not able to make the connection. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to give us a good old show here. And those of you who are not able to get in here, you're going to have to come in and jump in and catch the archives. Although I know Jared's working diligently behind the scenes, trying to help y'all get in here. Golly, 26th of September, 2018, as we always say, the Lord isn't making another one. And thanks, JR. The telephone number, well, I don't know if that even helps. I don't even know if it helps. If you can't get in, you can listen to us online at 605-475-0017. But I don't even know who I'm speaking to. I mean, I don't know. So Jared's going to keep working. Serge got in here, just says, that telephone number again was 605-475-0017. Luckily, fortunately, my email haven't blown up yet. People want to know why they can't get in here. But we're going to do the best. Jared, get up here and running. God, I got a couple birthdays I wanted to say happy birthdays to, but they're not even in here yet, so they're not even going to hear us. Yesterday was Mark Trump's. I didn't see it. If I'm forgetting somebody's birthday today or if I haven't said it in the past, I apologize. It just caught my eye that Mark Trump's birthday was yesterday. And good old Pastor Dale Socia's birthday is today down there in Cajun country. Happy birthday, Pastor Dale. Maybe for your birthday present, we'll be able to get you in for the show here. And crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. I want to talk a little bit about how obviously we see what I got here. See, I'm pausing because I don't want to get into the depth of it until more of you are able to get in here. There's going to be some good stuff we want to talk about. And I don't want you to come in midway through it and miss what's going on. Larry, let's start with you. Just give us a little update on the – Larry did this before we came on the air. A little bit of a hurricane update, Larry. What's going on down there?
Okay, well, you know, the weather is fine. Has been for a while. The rivers are not crested in our area yet. They've crested in North Carolina, and so their problems are basically at a peak and going and getting less. But
how long has it been, and they still have not crested?
Let's see. This is Wednesday, so it's been basically almost 3 weeks.
Is that unbelievable?
But there are three rivers. We have two rivers in the intercoastal waterway that we're concerned with in Horry County. They're due to crest. All three of them are due to crest sometime tomorrow afternoon. Some of them are cresting 4 to 5 feet over the record flood stage of Hurricane Matthew 2 years ago.
Hmm.
But the good news is that the response of the emergency managers and all of the volunteer teams and everything that have come to be in place to help out has been fantastic. There is no panic down here. There's no rush to cry the government's not doing its job or anything, because things are being handled superbly down here.
Folks, I've heard some people wanted to know, Coach, you guys going to go down to the hurricane? You going to go down there? Because we always do get up a crew and run down there and try to help out the best we can. But I really didn't get much of an unction or a prompting from the Lord to do it this time. And one of the reasons why is this is so near major population centers. all up and down that East Coast. I mean, think of the cities that are along the East Coast down there. And I don't know how far it is, Larry, what, 5 hours maybe to up until you get up to New York and up through Washington, D.C. So I knew that it's not like when we went down to Rockport or we went to Hurricane Katrina down in areas that aren't surrounded by a whole lot of help. I knew that there'd be a lot of stuff flooding in there. So I don't want you to think that we didn't care, because we did. But one of the things that we'll consider is, even now as we move forward, maybe now is the time when they're going to need some help, and we'll keep our eye on that diligently and see what it is.
Worst thing down here, Coach, is school. Kids have been out of school for 3 weeks, basically.
Maybe another week.
Yeah, amen for that. But another week or so, because some of the schools in our county were flooded, and they have a stupid rule in this county that no school can have a different schedule than any other school in the district. So if one school can't hold school, they all were off that day. And that's where we're sitting now.
Let me ask you this, folks. Whatever happened to local control of education? You guys remember those days back when I was growing up? School board members were the farmer and the guy, the shoe salesman and the barber and some businessman in town. That was the school board. The decisions in the schools were made by the school board. I saw a startling statistic today. Again, I'm still stalling to see if some more. Should I stop stalling, Jared? Are more and more people going to be able to get in here, or is this pretty much how it's going to be today? What do you think, everybody? Okay. Okay, but still work on. I saw a thing. I wasn't going to bring it up this morning, but I'll bring it up now just because I think it's germane. That means has to do with the subject. And what's germane about it is a statistic just came out that Americans spend more on taxation than they do food and clothing. I want to let that settle in on you a little bit. That the average American now spends more on taxes than on food and clothing. How did we get to this point? And how is it, probably, I don't know where you are, I know how it is around here when school levies are up. They want to build new schools and they want to build new football fields and they tell us that we have local control of our education. In other words, we pay the money, but they make all the decisions. And soon as we allowed Jimmy Carter in 1978, I think it was, when he came up with the Department of Education, we really, really lost control of the education, federalization of education. In other words, most of the decisions, people say, you ought to run for school board, Coach. I said, well, I would run for school board, but unfortunately, there isn't any power there. You run for school board, you can fire a football coach, and you can hire a band director, but that's about it. Everything else is mandated from on high. You have no impact at all on policy, on curriculum. And the reason we don't have any because of the infiltration of the devil on the left. See, I'm going to stop calling them the left, because really it's the God hating left. It's the devil. It's the demonic side. They have infiltrated. They're controlling everything. Everything. You just look around. Everything. How could we reach a point where we spend more on taxation than on food and clothing? But that's where we are. And they've done a great job with us as far as the educational system is. They give us good football teams, good bands. They tell us grade cards come out. And they've taken the grade cards and they've so dumbed down the grade cards. I mean, it's just, they're so dumbed down. And still we find out that they're not passing their grades. They're getting D's and F's on the grade cards. Not the kids, the schools. Because the schools have been given an unmanageable situation. And that is trying to teach education in the midst of zero morality. By the way, I get to go to Worthington Kilbourne High School tomorrow to speak to that group of seniors. Looking forward to be able to go in there. David Arthur gets to go later on as well. So we're in a mess, and it's happened to us through infiltration. Infiltration. They have infiltrated and taken control of every Do I sound like a broken record?
Hey, Coach.
I feel like I come in every day and say the same thing. Sometimes. Yeah, Larry.
You know, we're spending more on taxes than we do on food and clothing, you said it was?
Yes.
Uh-huh. When I lived in Sweden back in 1959 and 1960, they are a socialist country. They were then and they are worse now. But back then, the lowest tax bracket was 73% of your income went to the government so they could have their socialist state. I no telling how high it is now, but back in 1960, it was 73%.
Unbelievable. See, because so if they can get control of the money, then they can control everything that's going on. And my greatest frustration is I come in here every day. My greatest frustration is all of this, my friends, all of this is going on with the approval of the church. And a lot of it's connected to the 501c3, even though some people don't pay attention to their 501c3 or the, in other words, their thoughts, they're not controlled. What they say is not controlled by the government. But ultimately, when the government is a partnership in the church, it's hard for the church to speak out against the government. And that's what's happening to us. It's incredible what we're allowing to go on. Now, I don't know if you saw yesterday. I don't want to go there so much today. Donald Trump went to the UN, spoke out against socialism. When's the last time that ever happened? They laughed at him, by the way, laughed at him at the UN when he was pointing out that socialism has failed every place it's ever been tried. And we can't wait here in America to bring a little bit of socialism into it. Hey, don't forget Saturday night. We're at Lowell's. Yeah. Saturday. Yeah, George, I hear for you. Let me talk about Lowell's. Talk about Lowell's a second. And folks, right. Again, if you're listening out there some other way, we're doing everything we can to try to, we're having technical issues today, okay? That's why we can't get more of you into the queue. And if you're looking for an alternative place to be able to listen, I assume you can listen still on the website, although I really don't know. Saturday night at Lowell's. I was going to have Lowell talk about it, but it doesn't even look like he was able to get in here. So Saturday, noon, all day. If you're anyways near Bremen, Ohio, east of Lancaster, come and join us. You don't have to stay all day. You can come late. Come and fellowship. Get a chance. We can look you in the eye, talk to you, shake your hand, meet you, figure out if you're the real deal, whether you're a plant, whether you're a phony. All the information's there on our website. Go ahead, George.
Coach, I got a little saying I heard that, man, this would be a good article at some point in the future. And I think it applies to what you're talking about. And it's this. It's easier to fool someone then afterwards to convince them that they've been fooled. And you know what? That's our nation. We've been fooled. And now there's a lot of people, it's actually harder to convince them that we've been fooled. And how crazy is that, that most people can't see it? I think it's because of pride. And we don't put the Lord in the proper perspective. We don't put him first.
Right.
Every man seeking his own gain, that type of thing. But that was a pretty profound saying.
Yeah, George, but it's more than that. And when I remember when I first heard the word paradigm, I'd never heard of it before. Paradigm, when somebody started talking about it. And really, for lack of a better term, paradigm is a way of thinking. And most of us are trapped in a particular way of thinking that we are imprisoned to and we cannot get out of. We can't. We see it happening in politics. We see it happening in the church. The church is stuck in a horrible paradigm. And that horrible paradigm that the church is stuck in is that I guess there's about five different ones. Number one, that we're not supposed to be involved in politics. Christianity and politics don't mix. That there's a separation between the church and the state. That Christians are to always obey the law, obey the government. That politics and religion, as I said, don't mix. And that Jesus is in control and it's all going to come out okay in the end. We're all stuck in that paradigm. And in the meantime, I just continue to watch. We can't even see the – we are incapable of seeing the double standard that's going on with Brett Kavanaugh. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the average person cannot see that double standard. Ted Kennedy, Bill Clinton, that Muslim from Minnesota, just go on and on and on. Harvey Weinstein, name all the people you can who have real allegations against them, real people. And then Brett Kavanaugh doesn't even have any real Nobody really has anything on him that we know of. And yet that carries the day. Now, how's all that happening? It's all happening because the church is stuck in a paradigm. That's really where I wanted to try to head today. But hey, morning, Mark Trump. Happy birthday yesterday. Maybe Jared's got something going that people are beginning to get in here with us. We've kind of stalled here for the first 16 minutes trying to get people in. And Jared, while you're doing this, I'm looking at what JR said. JR says the schools are still controlled locally by the unions. I would agree to a point, but not. I was in the school. I know. The schools, the unions are federal. It's the NEA, the local union. The people in the local union, they don't care. The local union bosses do, because they're connected to the, you know, they go to all the meetings and they get all the free meals and all those. They get all those perks, the local president. The average person in the union, if they gave the average teacher an opportunity whether to be in the union or not, they wouldn't be in the union. And now they have what they call closed shop, and you have to join. You become a teacher, you have to be in the union. And so the policies are being made at the federal level in compliance, not in conjunction with the Department of Education, which is all God-hating libs, and the union bosses. They're in bed together. And as a result, you have no control over your children. That's why we're in the mess here. So, JR, you're right to a point. But the point I'm trying to make is it's all top down. Education is now all top down rather than bottom up. You trying to get in there, JR? No? Okay, we're 15 people. Okay, hey, let's do this. I made this statement about 6 months ago, 7 months ago, 8 years, 2 years ago now, maybe. I don't know. Oh, I got some scathing pushback. I said that Donald Trump was the most pro-life president in my lifetime. If I was Rush Limbaugh, somebody could search the archives for me and find that out. I don't have a big staff like that. Donald Trump is the most pro-life president in my lifetime. Well, since 1973, right? There was no such thing as pro-life before 1973. So who would that include? A 73, that would include... Nixon, is he impeached yet? Nixon, Ford,
Carter,
Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, and now Trump. That's nine. Since the introduction of abortion, Donald Trump is the most pro-life president in my lifetime. And to think how even today some religious leaders will not catch. They don't get it. They still don't get it. See, they're stuck in that paradigm that I was talking about before. They're still stuck in that paradigm of Donald Trump and grabbing pussies and all that stuff and adultery and strip club owner and casino owner. They're still stuck in that paradigm. They cannot get outside of their moral box, sadly. And now I'm starting to feel it. I'm going to quit worrying about how many people are in. I'm going to quit worrying about it. Because, see, ultimately, we are losing this battle even today. We're losing the battle with Kavanaugh today because there is absolutely zero influence and zero pushback from the church. Can anybody tell me, anybody who has called for a major march on Washington, D.C. right now in defense of Brett Kavanaugh? And the answer is no. We have no Christian authority in the United States. We have none. We have none. You say, well, yes, we do. We got Franklin Graham. Crickets, I'm listening. Hey, by the way, has anybody heard from pro-life George Bush supporting Kavanaugh? I'm listening. Kavanaugh worked for him, you know. Kavanaugh, did you know that Kavanaugh married one of George Bush's top advisors? Crickets from George Bush, the Bush machine. Crickets. Crickets. So let's get away from the bushes. Stay out the bushes. Isn't that what Jesse Jackson said? Maybe he was right. Stay out the bushes. Take Bill Cosby with you, but stay out the bushes. Any pushback at all? Well, let's write letters. Let's send emails. Well, you saw what happened to Ted Cruz, right? The left is in the streets. Where's the church? See, we don't understand. We do not understand the importance. If Donald Trump when he was running for president of the United States, if we understood, really understood, that in this first 2 years, he would put two pro-life judges on the Supreme Court. Oh, wait, what? Well, Ted Cruz would have got elected. Jeb Bush would have got elected if he'd have said that. Of course, neither one of them said that. Donald Trump said it, that he would do it. And here he is putting two pro-life judges on the U.S. Supreme Court. Where's the church? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? And in the midst of it, Jared pulled up there, Trump body parts cancellation. Do you guys see this? The most pro-life president in my lifetime. Jared's working on it right now, getting it up on our screen. This is from Life News. The Donald Trump administration cancels. This is almost repulsive to read, but I'm going to read it. Donald Trump administration cancels the Food and Drug Administration's contract. The Food and Drug Administration. Say it again. The Food and Drug Administration. Donald Trump cancels food contract to purchase body parts of aborted babies for tax-funded research. September 25th, 2018, Donald Trump, the most pro-life president in my lifetime, and still cannot get the support of the Evangelifish Church and church leaders. Go, Jared. Somebody tried to come in.
Oh, I was just... Food. Food.
Trump,
yep, there you go.
Food and drug. Food and drug. Now, does anybody ask, time out a minute, what the hell is the Food and Drug Administration doing with body parts of aborted babies? Jared, let's scroll down this article a little bit, because I know some
they're approving those body parts to go into sweeteners like Pepsi, among other things.
Vaccines. The Trump administration has heard the concerns of pro-life organizations and pro-life Americans upset by the news that the FDA had purchased body parts of aborted babies for research. As Life News reported in August, shocking revelations indicated the Food and Drug Administration signed a new contract to acquire body parts from aborted babies to be transplanted into so-called human mice. The grisly experiments allowed mice to have a functioning human immune system for research purposes. But now the Trump administration has canceled the contract. Said, sorry, boys, with Advanced Bioscience Resources, a company that buys and sells aborted baby parts from Planned Parenthood and other businesses. Now, listen, I'm going to show you something. I want to scream. Because today I go to WorldNet Daily. I'm not a big WorldNet Daily fan. Can I tell you why? They're soft. The writers are soft. They never do anything. Never ever do anything. So look what the WorldNet Daily posts up there for us, Jared. It's right under the Gosnell movie trailer. Planned Parenthood forces cancelization of Gosnell movie screening. Can you pull that up there for me, Jared? Planned Parenthood. How can Planned Parenthood force the cancelization of a Gosnell screening? Where is the church canceling Planned Parenthood? Where are we? I tell you, I want to scream. So, in other words, they want to screen Planned Parenthood and the Gosnell movie, which I'm going to show you a clip of it here in a second. Last night was one of the debate. I could have gone last night. It was our daughter Abby's 35th birthday, so we had a birthday party instead. But they had a free screening, not a free screening, but a screening last night of the Gosnell movie. And if those of you don't know the Gosnell movie, I'm going to show you that in a second. But Planned Parenthood got the screening shut down. Now, can somebody tell me How in the HE double hockey sticks they can do that? How can they do that? Well, I know why. Because they're organized. They play together. They play to win. Knock, 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 knock. Anybody know where Franklin Graham is? Anybody heard from Franklin Graham? Huh? Anybody heard from him? Anybody heard from Joel Osteen? Anybody heard from him? John MacArthur? Anybody? Anybody leading any kind of protest? Well, the answer to it's no. No. By the way, anybody heard from Franklin Graham or John MacArthur, T.D. Jakes? Anybody leading support for Brett Kavanaugh in Washington, D.C.? Anybody doing that? Anybody organized boots on the ground? You guys think I'm crazy? Do you think I'm crazy?
Well, Dave,
no, sir. You
know, that's what I'm saying is that, you know, early on, Trump had a meeting with thousands, I think it was 1,000, maybe more, of these evangelical leaders.
Oh.
And he told them, says, hey, buddy, we want to do away with the 501c3. And no one clapped. So he said it again, and no one clapped. No one cheered. Why? Because they're hiding behind that. See, that causes them, give them an excuse for inaction.
It does, Chad. It does. But even more so, can I tell you what it is? They just ain't got any stones. Can I tell you another one? How about this one for you, boys and girls? What if America's churches had stood up for Judge Roy Moore? Would we be where we are today? We watched all these women come in and make these unverified accusations against Judge Roy Moore. And can I tell you the truth? The church believed it. Church believed it. The church didn't turn out in Alabama. And would we be worried about Judge Kavanaugh today if Judge Roy Moore was in the Senate? No, we wouldn't be worried so much about it, would we? No, we wouldn't be. See, the church, I hate to keep playing the same song. I hate to keep doing it to you. Hey, Dale's in. Happy birthday, Dale. I want to reiterate that we've been having technical issues. That's why you guys haven't been able to get in. You haven't been doing anything wrong. We're beating up the church. Welcome to the church this morning. Yeah, Dale.
Coach, if they will download on their browser, like Firefox or something, a different browser, it allowed me to come right in because Google Chrome and Google was not allowing me. So I just downloaded the Firefox and it brought me right in.
Folks, did you hear that? Okay, good. People, you can get in here now. You've been trying to get in. You can get in here now. We're right in the middle of it. Happy birthday, Dale. And I wanted to say that too. I was going to sing to you, but I'm not going to. When the guy gets in here 20 minutes, 29 minutes late, I'm not going to sing to you. All right? Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, that would make me cry.
Yeah, it sure would. I make you and a lot of other people cry. So again, listen, we're the salt of the earth, right? We are the salt of the earth. And we are watching our chances to win evaporate in front of us, and we appear to be helpless to do anything about it. We're helpless. And why is it? Well, there's no national leadership. There's no Christian national leadership. None. There isn't any. There's no Christian activism. Maybe Robert Jeffress. Maybe. But I wish he talked like a man. I wish he had a beard. I wish he looked like a man. He's just a prototypical little pastor out there. Well, God bless him. He's the one. Nobody else is doing it. Nobody else. We can't even get a vote to defund Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood comes out and cancels the viewing of a movie. Planned Parenthood does that. Who has the power? All power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. Why don't we? Oh, my goodness. So as Jared's pulling all that stuff in there, I had so many things I wanted to talk about. Jared, pull up the Gosnell movie trailer. Because, understand, please, connect the dots. Abortion, Supreme Court justice, body parts, Kavanaugh, Planned Parenthood. Blazy Ford. Can we, did you see
what the Senate did this past week? They tied the Planned Parenthood finances to the defense spending bill to make sure that that money was going to go through.
Is that amazing, brother? Is that amazing? So here's the Gosnell movie. Kermit Gosnell is probably the most living mass murderer in American history. Living. Mass murderer. Kermit Gosnell. He was an abortionist. Got exposed. The police raided his building. What they found was horrific. They did a movie called Gosnell, I think is the name of the movie. And last night, this last couple of days, has been the rollout of it. It's at several theaters. A lot of people have, a lot of pro-life organizations have invested time and effort and energy to try to get people to go to the movie to have a good opening for it. And Planned Parenthood gets the movie showing canceled. Right? And we know, first of all, church don't care about abortion. Come on. They don't. So we can't expect anything out of them. But here's a 2-minute trailer of the Gosnell movie. America's big, this has got this guy killed more human beings than any American alive. Kermit Gosnell. Go ahead and roll that, Jerry.
All right, listen up. We're looking for anything that looks like drugs or paraphernalia.
Philadelphia Police Department, we have a search warrant.
What is that smell?
Man, you gotta see this. Is this normal?
I don't know. I've never been in an abortion clinic before.
You are not gonna believe what I saw last night.
How many?
So far, we found over 30 of them.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
Files have been moved recently.
Look at this.
You'll be the prosecutor who went after reproductive rights, and you'll be a racist to boot.
You've got a lot of folk who'd like to see abortion outlawed. And this is not going to be the case that gives them an excuse.
Prosecution has offered you a plea bargain, Dr. Gosnell.
Then I would have to admit I was guilty. I'm not guilty.
When you get to the courthouse, you are going to be swarmed by reporters.
You ready for this, Counselor?
Where is everybody?
When was the last time your division inspected Dr. Gosnell's clinic?
We had instructions directly from Governor Ridge's office not to inspect.
Wouldn't testify in that case about anything. You doubt you'll find a doctor who will.
And you look at the facts. You will see what I see.
An overly zealous Catholic investigator.
Is that what you want to make this about?
There's nothing that man did that protects women or children. And you don't have to be a pro-life activist to see that.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
You better win.
So that movie is being released. There it is in theaters October 12th. What they had last night was a pre-rollout in a lot of different theaters. One of them was in Grove City. My wife and I were going to go last night. We didn't make it. And Planned Parenthood has flexed its muscle and has stopped. Somebody come in here before I say something I don't want to say.
Hey, Coach. Who give them the authority to shut down anybody's freedom of speech? They got pornography all over the place. Nobody's shutting that down.
No. Pornography leads to babies dying. Pornography leads to babies dying.
When they have the placid acceptance or when we put up with it, they take the authority. They don't have to have the authority. They take the authority.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Just like what's going on with me. People, you have...
Folks, listen to this. This war is so real. This war is so real, and we care so little. We care so little about... Go ahead, Jared. Tell them what's going on with you.
Yeah. All right. With my situation, I have a guy make false claims to a company that I am paying I have a contract with. They turn off a portion of my services.
Jared,
right?
Jared has a guy that emails, said Jared said something, posted something that was copyright protected. This guy sends an email to his local cable company, and the local cable company wants to shut down Jared's operation. Go ahead, Jared.
Well, it's not. It's even more than the local cable company. It's like industrial internet company, like network fiber laying company shuts off my website, which is absurd. And anyway, then I go on and I go to local companies. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to use this, void the contract. We're going to move on. We're going to go to the next company, next people. I get denied service by two more businesses, all because I said, look, what would you guys do in this situation? And the answer, we're not going to touch you with a 10-foot pole. We're not even going to, you know what? And one of the guys was like, yeah, pro-Trump, yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm going to serve those other guys. They're pansies. Yeah, I'll get you in here. We're gonna keep you going. 2 days later, well, the lawyers, you know, we met with the lawyers, and I'm sorry, man, I really want to help, but, you know, we can't sell you services because of this.
Yeah.
So when push, and what have I done? All I have said in this entire situation is no, this guy's lying, and I am going to back up my clients and agree with them and say he's lying, and I'm not going to remove the content because he's lying. That's all I've said. And all this stuff is happening, and it's just like this. I'm not going to touch that case. I'm not going to. And why? Because everybody rolls over like a feather in the wind. Everyone.
So, folks, Jared has put a lot of time, effort, energy, money into building a business where everybody who's a client of Jared, including Coach Dave Live, our stuff is stored privately by Jared. YouTube doesn't have our stuff. Facebook doesn't have our stuff. Everything is housed with Jared, with Alpha Tech. Everything is housed there. However, the internet is like the entry ramp. And if his local cable company will not provide him service, then we can't get on the highway. We can't get on this. And that's what's going on, isn't it, Jared?
Yeah, exactly. The on-ramp, basically, yeah, we have the highway of the internet, and we're the cars, we're on a side road, and then the on-ramp is saying, oh, no, you, you can't get onto the highway. No, you can't get on the highway because you're mean, because we have acceptable use policies that reference hate speech, and if people don't like things that you might have said one time, then you have to delete it from your website forever. So no, you can't get on the internet.
Hey folks, listen. That be the devil. Hey church, that be the devil. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the spirit of the Lord ain't, there is tyranny. And we are rapidly moving to a two-culture society. The devil's team and the Lord's team. And the devil's team, when you're on the devil's team, anything goes. When you're on the Lord's team, you could be right over in this little box. You little Christians, you stay right over here and you talk to each other and you work with each other, and you have no right to come over here and talk to the rest of us. And so as a result of infiltration, name to me one thing the devil's team is not in charge of. And the Christians don't get it. Our churches, our pastors don't get it. Or if they do, they're too cowardly to speak out against it. Is that Glenn, somebody trying to come in? Come on in.
Jared, Coach. I was just wondering, is there anything that we can do?
Hang on, Serge is speaking. Go ahead, Serge.
I was just wondering, is there anything that we can do to help Jared?
Jared?
As a group.
I mean, it's almost... I'm coming up with solutions, and I'm putting in roadblocks, and I can't even say that money would help. You know what I mean? Because it's not even it's in the air. Just what coaches talk about. This guy, this one guy, this data center owner, private businessman, just like me, pro Trump, entrepreneur, risk taker, you know, a dude, you know, he's like, yeah, screw those faggots, yeah, you know, this guy, he's the one who turned me down too. But what happened, and he said it in his call, and this is the problem. He calls me and he says, listen, you know, the lawyers and the executives, we got together and we put this to a vote. He fought for me enough to get it put to his little private board of directors or whatever, which I appreciate. And he fought for me that far. And he's like, you know, but there's so many different things that could go wrong with this. What does that tell me? That tells me everybody. Money.
Here's what it tells you, Jared. They are afraid of the left, the God haters. They're not afraid of the church.
Correct.
That's what it tells you.
Right. And it's about money, because a lot of those organizations pay a lot of money.
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
But, Paul, there's far more of us than there are the other side.
I know.
Won't this stop us from being able to get on the internet? If they can stop Jared, then isn't this going to stop the show?
Well, sure. This is where they're heading with it, right?
So we, as a group, even though we're a small group, we should get out there and email this guy, tell him that we're behind him. We're behind Jared. We want to get together. I mean, we got to do something here.
Well, we ought to be suing. That's what I think. But we know what the courts are like, right? And how long that process takes. And in the meantime, Jared's got to try to keep us on the air.
I mean, right? I'm trying to bridge the gap. I'm trying to keep people online in a world where 24/7 online is a thing, right? I had one of my websites go down for 2 weeks. 2 weeks because of this problem. And now we're writing stories about it and all this stuff. Yeah, and Serge, I mean, reach out to me. First Light's the company. HostGator shut us off. Here's the thing. And what Coach said, it's a spirit. It is so a spirit. And that's exactly what I told the data center earlier. I was like, listen, this is a spiritual battle, and this is why you can't support me. But HostGator, you know what? This company, HostGator, they said, this guy's making copyright claims, take it down. I respond to them. I say, look, it's not copywritten. They say, okay, we agree with you. We looked at it. You're right. It's not copyright. And then they left us alone. 2 days later, they came back and said, we're turning off your site right now because you broke. Because personally identifiable information policy. You broke our personally identifiable information policy, which is, guess what? Any image of a person with their name. That's the whole internet. That's every website. They just said every website is breaking their personally identifiable information clause. So that, right? What is it? You tell me how we fix it, right?
Okay, that one, Jared, should have a simple fix. You just point to the, I think it's the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. It says equal justice under the law. Might not be the Fourth. It might be the 14th or something like that. But equal justice under the law demand that every website with somebody's picture connected to their name be immediately taken off the net.
Larry, that's see, you think there's a rule of law.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's what we're missing it, see? There's two sides.
No more friggin' laws. No more rules.
That's a problem. For those of you who didn't get in here on time, I said at the beginning, we now pay more in taxes than we do food and clothing. The average American pays more in a year in taxes than they do in food and clothing. And we sit silently, quietly back and let them continue to do this kind of stuff to us. We have no right. I see they're going to squeeze us. The Lord is permitting us to be squeezed and squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. Hey, Jared, go to Webster's 1828 for me real quick. I was distracted this morning. I got to be honest with you. I was distracted when I came in today because there's only six people in the huddle and we weren't operating properly, and I didn't want to get into the meat of the show until people got in there where they can hear. And, Lo, I want you to come in here and talk real quickly again about this weekend coming up. But before we do this, I sat down here in my chair today, and I turned on my computer, just like you all did. I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, apathy.
Hmm.
Apathy. So I did what Jared's doing right now. Apathy, according to Webster's, is want of feeling, no feeling. An utter privation of passion or insensibility to pain, applied either to the body or the mind. As applied to the mind, it is stoicism, a calmness of mind incapable of being ruffled by pleasure or passion. In the first ages of the church, the Christians adopted the term to express a contempt of earthly concerns. Quietism is apathy disguised under the appearance of devotion. I'm going to read that again. Quietism is apathy that appears and is hidden under the appearance of devotion. I'm devoted to the Lord, so I'm not going to say anything. It's all worldly. Really, it's cowardly. So being me, I said, well, wait a minute. What's quietism? Well, I've never really heard that word even used in the English language. What is quietism, Jared? Quietism. Quiet. You guys ever heard that? Why? It's a noun. Peace or tranquility of mind. Apathy. Dispassion. Indisturbance in action. In history. You ready? Quietism is the system of the quietists who maintained that religion consists in the internal rest or recollection of the mind employed in contemplating God and submitting to his will.
Wow.
Huh? Is that unbelievable? Quietism. Hey, Jared, go back there. There's another word. Hey, guys, words have meaning. We just read through things. We don't even think about it. Jared, this one popped out at me too. Stoicism. Why is Webster using these big words that we don't use anymore? Stoicism. What's that, Jared? The opinions and maxims of Stoics. A real or pretended indifference. Hey. A real or pretended indifference to pleasure or pain. Insensibility. That's the American Christian Church. Think about that. Think about a body of Christ quickened by the power of the Holy Spirit, incapable of feeling and reacting to pain. It's unbelievable. Now the only the church feels pleasure. We don't have any trouble feeling pleasure. We're immune to pain. Immune to the point where our pain propels us into some type of performance, some type of action. Yes, go ahead. Come on. Is that Paul?
Hey, no, this is Dale, Coach. Were you there when we have been charged two or three times with disturbance of tranquility? Exactly what you're talking about. And one of them was against a church. A church filed a charge against us for disturbance of tranquility.
Disturbance of tranquility, right? Hey, but as Craig says here, we know who wins in the end. Let's just go back to sleep. Let's let them rape little babies and murder little babies in the womb. And let's let us tax us to the point that we can't even breathe. And let us teach homosexuality to our children because we know who wins in the end. See, that's stoicism.
Proverbs 26, 13, and 14. That's the church as a
the slothful man.
There's a lion in the way.
There's a lion in the streets. And as the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful man upon his bed. Hey, there's a lion out there. Yeah, I know, but I got stuff to do. I'm on my way to heaven. Don't bother me with that stuff. The slothful hideth his hand in his bosom. It grieveth him to put it again to his mouth.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
I have a couple things that come to mind. You know, last week you were talking about, you know, a lot of Christians, not myself included, a lot of times don't sit back and think about the cost it pays to stand out and stand up. Yeah. And it kind of reminds me of the scene. You remember the movie The Untouchables with Sean Connery and Kevin Costner. And Kevin Costner's trying to get Sean Connery to join his team, and Sean Connery tells him, well, you got to be prepared. You know, if they bring a bat, you bring a gun. You know, you got to be prepared to fight. I think that's what it is. And unfortunately, the left has that down to a T.
And we don't believe in fighting.
Right.
Because it's all going to turn out in the end. Jesus is coming. The rapture is just around the corner. And we're to love our neighbors. We're to love our enemies. Hey, folks, are you to love Christ's enemies? Ask that again. Where does the Bible call us to love the enemies of Christ?
Hey, Coach.
George.
You know, I think what we're talking about is defeatism. People are defeated. Christians are acting defeated. And you know what? What's happening to Jared, I'll be honest with you. In the bottom of my gut, I got a pit in the bottom of my gut. Number one, because Jared's a brother of ours, and we hate seeing a brother being maligned like he is. But number two, what's happening to Jared, and I believe in all my heart, Christians still don't see it, but the majority, that it's coming to a home near us and eventually our home, exactly what's happening to Jared if we don't get out and do something, whatever that something is. We need to do something.
Do you have any idea, George, how emboldened the God-hating left is going to be if Kavanaugh doesn't get appointed? Do you have any idea? Listen, I'm not a great Kavanaugh fan, all right? I'm not a great Kavanaugh fan, but everywhere you look, we see weak men bend to pressure. Remember the old saying, the strongest oaks grow in the stiffest breeze, right? And hey, Jared, do this for me real quick. Charles Grassley, look him up. How old do you suppose this Neanderthal is? There he is. He's the head of the committee. How old is he? He was born in 1933. That's 19 years older than me. So Charles Grassley's how old then? 84? You see, Charles Grassley goes back to the days when the Senate maybe was collegial. Maybe it was. He's bending over backwards. Somebody help me. Is that 84? How old would Charles Grassley be? September 17th, 1983. How old would he be?
85, Coach.
85 years old. 85 years old. How old's Dianne Feinstein? Jezebel herself. How old is she? How old is old Jezebel Feinstein making Chuck Grassley run for the bushes? Huh? How old's she? She got to be 80, 81, 82. Got to be. How old's she, Jared? Dianne Feinstein. When was she born? 1933. One 85-year-old chasing another 85-year-old. Where are the young Turks, the young Lions? Where are they? Where are they in the church? Where are they in America? You got any, as my coach used to call it, any P and V at all? You are not in American Christianity.
Sorry, buddy.
Go ahead.
You know, I watched my senator, John Cornyn, yesterday. He did had a video on YouTube. And I never hear the guy speak up. He never says anything. Even though he has been through the Obama administration, he was a minority whip. He was, you know, he had some clout. You know what I'm saying? He was like two or three down on that thing. So yesterday he gave a 29-minute speech for Kavanaugh and attacked Feinstein, but he stopped short of saying Feinstein should step down from this position. He stopped right there, and I kept waiting for him to say it, but no, this is one of the things, folks, is what I'm saying. I keep emailing these guys and say, when are you going to say something? When are you going to do something? So, hey, that's the least I can do, you know?
So, Chad, if the left puts boots on the ground and the right doesn't, which side's going to win? And the question we have to ask ourselves,
unopposed.
Can you not see the demonic power in these people out in the streets? Can you not see it? And if the demon power is alive in the streets, Why is Christian power hiding in the church? Why is that? Well, why will we not go ye therefore?
Hey, well, coach, I got one for you. Because we've twisted the scripture. The scripture used to say the wicked flee when no one pursue, the righteous are as bold as a lion. But now the church flees when no one pursues, and the unrighteous are as bold as a lion.
Got it upside down, brother. Got it upside down. So, you know, I'm trying to organize a pushback. Do you think any church would help me at all? Huh? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'll go ahead. Okay, Lord, I'll go ahead and say that. I can name on my hand right now, locally. I'm talking local. I'm talking in the central Ohio area right now. If I said we are going to end homosexuality in our schools, if I were to say that, I got a plan, we're going to go end homosexuality in our schools, I don't know of a pastor who would come with me. I know one, maybe. I don't know of a one. Does anybody know anyone that I could call that would come and stand with me? Anyone? Huh? Is there? I'm asking, is there? See, our army should be where? Our army should be the body of Christ. And the generals in the body of Christ standing in the pulpit won't let their players come out and play. They won't do it. They're cowardly. They're fearful. None. I don't know of any. And then what do they say? Oh, well, that coach, you better stay away from him. He'll get you in trouble. Damn right I will. Damn right I will. I'm going to cause some trouble. And so I'm trying to cause trouble. We're going to Lowell's on Saturday night, and some of you still won't come. It's all talk. All talk. Hey, Lowell, how many more have signed up? How many more locals have signed up, Lowell? You in here now?
Yeah, we got a total of 26.
26 people. How many of them local, Lowell? Not your guys, Lowell. How many listening to the queue have signed up?
Over a dozen.
Wow.
About half and half right now.
Wow. We got a lot of them. Chad's coming in from Texas. Mark Trump's driving in from Virginia. We got guys that won't drive down the street. Why? Well, we don't agree with you, Coach. We just don't agree with everything that's going on there. And yeah. All right. Maybe I'll run for Congress.
Right, I mean, and you hit it earlier. We can't. If we could see, if I could, I agree. If you can agree with who the enemy is, then you know who your allies are. I mean, we're so stupid. We don't even believe there's an enemy. There is an enemy. We can all agree on who the enemy is, and yet we team up.
Well, Jerry, that's funny you say that because Dave and I were just talking about that the last couple of nights on Pastor Butch's show. Why are there 11,000 denominations? Because guys go their own way if they don't agree. See, we're not even united. I mean, Kavanaugh, for Pete's sake, he's a Catholic even. See, we don't even have any representation on the Supreme Court, you know? It's just we're so divided on everything, you know? It just... How can you get anything done in the church?
Yeah, hey, Coach.
Yep.
We keep calling the satanic social clubs churches, and we keep calling God Jesus haters God haters. Those people claim they serve a God. It's not Jesus and his Father. We've got to stop calling the satanic social clubs churches. It gives them false credibility.
Well, Larry, they are churches. I mean, they are. They are. I understand what you're saying. They're not Christian churches. Maybe we should stop calling them Christian churches, but they are churches where people go. They go to churches. So we can't deny the fact that these people are going to churches. We can deny that those churches are not producing Christians. We can't agree on that. It's 8:00. Sorry for the technical problems this morning. It got me off stride here early. We're getting to the nub of it. Hey, boys, listen. If you keep doing what you're doing now, we're going to keep getting what we're getting now. And at some point, we're going to look over our shoulder and say, daggone, all that stuff I was worried about losing, I done lost. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.